You're listening to the Nate Lowe Podcast. Download each new episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And now, here's Nate.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is episode 248 here on the Nate Lowe Podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Nate Lowe. And today features another local basketball interview as I welcome Unitigo junior Lizzie Kraft to the show. Lizzie has worked so hard to become one of the best players in our area, and her game really went to the next level this past winter as a true leader for her Unitigo team. They fought back from a tough start to the season to make an appearance in the MAC title game thanks to hard work from Lizzie and the rest of her team. And today you'll get to hear about the time and dedication that she puts into her game and what it means to be a part of the Spartan family. So let's take a minute now to thank all our special sponsors here on the podcast. They include NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, Charles J. Houston Incorporated of Mount Upton, the Franklin Railroad Museum, Springbrook, Covered Bridge Farm Market in Unadilla, Stewart's Shops, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, Advantage Maytag Home Appliance Center in Oneonta, Macho's Tacos of Sydney, Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning also of Sydney, Mirabito Energy Products, DTC Delhi Telephone Company, Gavin's Pizzeria of Sydney, the NBT Insurance Agency, McCready Motors in Norwich, the Rinker Insurance Agency of Afton, Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, New York Pizzeria of New Berlin, Certified Financial Planner Ed Curley, Clark Sports Center of Cooperstown, Certified Auto Outlet of Oneonta, Benson Agency Real Estate also of Oneonta, Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, and Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin. All right, so it's episode 248 today with Lizzie Kraft from Unitigo. I hope you enjoy this new interview here on the Nate Lowe Podcast. All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Episode 248 today here on the Nate Lowe Podcast. And it's been a while, believe it or not, since we've had actually a local athlete on the show. It's been coaches and people doing all sorts of different things. So I thought I would go back to our basketball roots today and bring in Unitigo's Lizzie Kraft. So Lizzie, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So we'll start it off with Havoc because, you know, you're playing AAU with them. And when I had Terrence in here, that kind of gave me the idea to be like, all right, I'm going to reach out to Lizzie, see if she would come on the show, and you were all about it, which I really appreciate. So what did you think of the Terrence interview? Was he kind of more buttoned up? Because it sounds like in practice he can be kind of a wild man. What did you think?
He's definitely out there at practice. I think he doesn't give himself enough credit for how out there he is, but I think it was great. I learned a lot about him that I didn't know, so it was good.
Yeah, so did I. I mean, for him to start that program from scratch is incredible. Like, I don't know how he did it. Even listening back to the interview when I was editing, it's like this guy kind of just started his own thing and all of a sudden it's an Under Armour program and he's got tons and tons of girls playing up there. What is it like to be a part of the Havoc family? You hear so much about it, you know, from you being on the inside now playing on the top team. What does it mean to you?
Well, it's definitely a lot. So when I first came to Havoc, I was really overwhelmed. But I think I'm used to it now, and I think it's a really good opportunity for locals like me, Grace Wally, like Nayla, and it's huge to be able to play like in the Under Armour circuit, and it's cool that he started it from scratch because the Under Armour circuit is such a huge, you know, association.
Yeah, why do you think you were so nervous? Was it you were nervous when you first went there, or more of just like it took you a while to kind of get your skills to where they needed to be? What was it for you when you first went there?
Well, coming from high school basketball, it's definitely a huge step. You're playing with the best people in the area. So it was definitely tough and kind of overwhelming for me at first, but I got used to it.
Was there that moment where you were just like, I don't want to do this. I want to get out of here. I want to go back home. Or were you kind of embracing the moment of like, hey, this is going to make me better?
Definitely, this is going to make me better. I never thought about quitting or anything. Especially Terrence, he pushes everyone so hard. And I'll actually never forget, I actually went up for a workout at Buckets, which is his performance center. So it wasn't like a practice or anything. And I remember him really getting on me and screaming at me. And I was like, I like this. Like, I don't get screamed at often. So it really pushed me.
Yeah, that was one of my questions was, is he as fiery as he claims to be?
Definitely. He's definitely fiery at practice.
So why do you think that works so well for you? Because one of the things that I get with armadillos is that I don't yell. I don't view myself as a coach. I'm like the organizer. And even Coach Ryan, it kind of has this chill attitude. And I just don't have that fire. And I've literally looked at some girls and been like, do you want me to yell at you? Like, does that make you feel at home? Like, what is it about a coach that gets on you that helps you so much?
Well, I think it definitely pushes me. When I was younger, I didn't really have a coach that would really, you know, get on me and push me that hard. So it's kind of like, whoa, like I'm doing something wrong and I'm being told that I'm doing something wrong. So it's being corrected. Everything he sees like something wrong, he's going to correct it.
So, I mean, Havoc takes a lot of big trips. You get to play in some awesome places. What is maybe one of your favorite Havoc memories so far?
Definitely when I went to Kentucky last year. I don't know if you're familiar with Run for Roses.
Yeah,
it's a huge tournament. And it's cool. Like even walking around, you're seeing like the Syracuse coaches. You're seeing Texas, you're seeing so many huge coaches. So it's cool that like small town kids can go somewhere and just be seen by coaches like that.
Is that intimidating when you go and play at that level? What is that like?
I'd say it's very intimidating, but I think I've gotten used to it. It was definitely harsh. Like my first AAU tournament was in, I think, PA last year, and it was definitely a...
like eye-opening experience?
Yeah.
I still haven't been to Spooky Nook. I need to get down there because 90-something courts, whatever it is, 80, 90 courts, I just can't even picture it. Like, is it just chaos when you're in there, or do you feel kind of locked in?
It's definitely chaos, but I think once you get on the court and you're warming up, I feel like I can lock in pretty easily.
How has Havoc helped you the most? Because I really noticed it in your Unitego games this year. Like, somehow in the last year or so, your game just took a huge leap. Do you feel like the game at the high school level slowed down a little bit for you? Almost like you had that extra second to say, oh, I know if I do this, this will happen. Did that happen for you?
Definitely. I think that I kind of realized I was definitely better from last year and I could take more of a top role on the team. And I knew I could put more points up than I did last year.
So for you, not only with the scoring, but, you know, you talked about Havoc and being more of a leader. Did you feel like when you came into this season with Unitego, you just had that confidence to say, hey, I can put this team on my back. I can say what I need to say to the other girls to lift them up and help their game. And that all came from AAU?
Definitely. I feel like my freshman and sophomore year, I'm a pretty shy kid.
Right.
So when I went to Havoc, it's all about yelling. You're always yelling at your team. You're always like hyping them up. You're always clapping and you're always supporting everyone. So it definitely helped for high school season. Me and Harley, a lot of the times, are yelling at our team. We're getting them to work harder. So I think it worked out nicely.
So for you, how hard is it to give up some of the activities that you might have just with friends and other things at Unitego because you're always making that trip up to Albany for practice or you're going on the road for tournaments? Like you kind of lose some of those fun, casual weekend things. Has that been hard for you?
Honestly, not really because, you know, basketball is my whole life and I know that all of these weekend trips are going to work out in the end and it's going to be worth it. So missing a weekend with my friends is, I mean, sometimes upsetting, but it's going to be worth it.
Yeah, for you, I feel like you have a bigger goal and you don't, like, basketball is fun for you and you're still getting to hang out with your basketball friends. So
yeah.
I'm sure it's hard at times, but I definitely think the payoff will be there for you. So when you first joined Havoc, again, I would just love if you would explain to some of the younger listeners what that was like, maybe the first time you went up there for practice, because I hear that a lot, like younger athletes are afraid to take that step. And what was that like for you to take that first step?
It was definitely intimidating at some point. So the first practice, it was a lot. A big thing at Havoc is you need to know everyone's name. So the first practice I went to, everyone in the gym came up to me and asked me for my name. So I was introducing myself to every single person. And even now, when a new kid shows up at practice, I immediately run over to them and I need to know their name. So it's kind of intimidating, but I think once you get there and once you get the groove, it's definitely worth it. And I think that as long as you start young, you're definitely going to go far.
So, I mean, all the Havoc teams, as Taryn said, practice together. So you have to know, like, what, 50 names?
Yes. And to be honest, I don't know all of them right now, but I'm still working on it.
I wish we had like a quiz for you right now where I could like show you a face or something, but that's got to be hard.
Yeah.
I like it though. It's like everybody here matters. Everybody counts no matter what team you're on. Do you like practicing all together? Do you feel like that adds to the family dynamic of things?
Definitely. I think it's 8th through 11th. So it's a lot of people in the gym and they're all so good. So we all push each other and we all fight each other. So it's definitely working out.
Before we go any farther, I got to say to our listeners that can't see us, Lizzie's got the Caitlin Clark shirt on right now. So are you an Iowa fan? What do you think about how this tournament's going so far?
I definitely want Iowa to win. So, yeah, Caitlin Clark is insane. She just dropped like 41 points, right?
Insane.
Yeah.
I was nervous for the LSU game.
Same.
Didn't know how that was going to go. Did you get to go up and watch or anything?
No, I didn't. But I did go to the South Carolina game.
Oh, so many people got tickets. I'm like, did you plan far ahead to get them?
Not really. We kind of just got them.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I know so many people after the fact now that were like, we got them for Christmas, hoping that these teams would, like, be in that bracket and get to Albany. And I'm like, I wish I had thought of that.
It's crazy to me that Iowa was literally in Albany. Like, South Carolina and LSU, all those famous people were literally in Albany. Like,
yeah.
That's so cool.
So when the bracket came out, I was like, wow, I didn't even think about that. So that's cool that you got tickets.
Yeah.
Because so many people were like, hey, we got them for $100 around Christmas time, and now tickets...
Yeah, they skyrocketed.
...were like $700.
Yeah.
So you think you guys just got it at the exact right time?
Yeah.
That's so cool. What was that experience like seeing those games? And it looked like on TV the arena was full.
Yeah, it was pretty full. I went to the South Carolina one, so I got to see Dawn, you know, Camilo Cardoso. So it was really cool.
That is an awesome experience, and... I just can't believe how much women's basketball has just kind of skyrocketed over the last couple of years. Like, everybody now has one of the jerseys on. Everybody's a fan. Like, I feel like more people are watching the women's tournament than the men's. And I know, like, maybe that's unfair to say. Obviously, everyone watches the men's tournament. But there's just so much buzz around the women's tournament that has to be fun for, like, people like yourself that really care about basketball.
Yeah, there's so many big, like, people in women's basketball. I mean, you have Caitlin Clark, you have Juju, you have Paige, you have all of them.
It's such great role models for all of you guys. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really appreciate about it. And even the drama is kind of fun to follow and, like, see how it's all going to work out. And everybody has their opinion about it. So I love all of that. But so let's take it to your Unitigo season. This year was super exciting. It seemed like you guys kind of got off to a rough start, but you were able to figure out as things went on. What was that moment like? And I talked about it with Terrence, where you guys were right here in Sydney and you lose that game. I think it was the second league loss. And Terrence was like, why is everyone so upset about this? Take us back to that moment. And did you feel like your season was over right then and there?
Definitely. I remember Terrence came up to me after the game and gave me a hug. And he was like, Lizzie, why are you crying? And I was like, well, I think we're out of the championship now. And he was like, so what? But yeah, I definitely thought our season was over after those back-to-back losses. So it was tough.
What was your advice and what would your advice be to some of the younger athletes that are listening when you get into a tough moment like that? Because I thought you guys handled it so well. And obviously, it all worked out in the end. You still made the championship game. We'll talk about that. But, you know, what would your advice be?
I mean, definitely just keep your head up because we went after that game and I think we won all the games prior to that other than Green. So just keep your head up and keep going.
When you need advice on things and things get tough for everybody from time to time, but, you know, who's kind of your role model or your person that you go to when you need advice, whether it be Unitigo, Havoc stuff, you know, what is it for you?
Definitely my mom or my older brother. One of the two.
Yeah, it seems like you're close with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it the sports thing? Is it a family thing? All of the above?
I guess we just have the most in common. We like the outdoors. We like sports. So
that's nice to have that person in your life because if you don't have someone to go to, it can be very hard. So,
yeah.
So this is a funny question. I know it's like probably not anything you want to talk about, but I remember the first time I saw you play, quote unquote, was that TikTok video. Do you remember this video?
Yes.
Does it still exist out there somewhere?
I actually have a screenshot of your tweet. I think somewhere in my camera roll. I was trying to look for it, but I couldn't find it. But yeah, I remember that.
At the time, like, everyone's like, this is the next Lacey Drake. And like you had real handles. I mean, you must have been in what, sixth or seventh grade at the time?
I think, yeah.
Like, do you remember that moment and maybe how it made you feel, just that like people were starting to notice your game?
Yeah, I think it was during COVID, right?
I think so.
So I was stuck in my backyard playing basketball all day long. And I actually remember you tweeted it. Brian sent it to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the time, and still now, you're like famous to me. So I went to my parents. I went to everyone I knew. And I was like, Nate Lowell retweeted my tweet or whatever. And he called me the next Lacey Drake. So I was really excited.
That video was awesome. I mean, you were locked in. It was great. And I guess at the time, I never would have thought, like, how tall are you now?
I'm 5'11".
5'11"? Like, at the time, I'm envisioning you as, like, the next Lacey Drake, who's probably 5'6", 5'7". She's not that tall. So I've always, like, in my head pictured you starting as, like, this shifty guard. And you've kind of transitioned into this, like, great post player. But you still have the handles, too.
Yeah.
Do you feel like having handles at a young age and then having the growth spurt, like, it all has kind of helped you out?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, because to me, I'm like, sometimes you see a post player in high school and they can't handle the ball.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like you have both of those things. How hard is it when you get into a Havoc game? Like, you have to have those handles, because if you don't, at the teams you're playing, holy cow, like, they're just going to strip that ball from you so fast, I would think.
Yeah, I think for high school it helps because he trusts me to bring the ball up even though I am a post. For Havoc, it's definitely needed. I've been trying to work more on it because it isn't the best compared to my post skills. But, you know, with AAU, there's girls that are 6'5" that I'm going against. So you definitely need to play more of a guard position where I am. So I think it helps a lot.
Yeah, do you think wherever college takes you, like, you're probably going to have to play more as a guard?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking like a small forward or a guard.
Right.
I kind of hope I can play guard just because I always wish I was. I wish I wasn't so tall so I could be a guard. So,
like I said, I always thought you were going to be a guard, but it's worked out well. And you've been such a good leader for your team in whatever role they've asked you to play. But again, going back to this season, we talked a little bit about what that moment was like in Sydney, but how were the ups and downs? Because it would have been very easy for you guys to kind of just pack it in and be like, oh, we have these two losses and it's not working out, but you didn't do that. So how would you describe the season overall? How did you guys get out of that little hump?
Well, it was definitely tough, and I think it was a roller coaster of emotions. We started the season off with a really easy starting game. So I think we won the first four games. And then we got hit with Delhi and Sydney right off the bat, and we lost both of them. They were both away, so that didn't help. I think the losses definitely motivated us, and we realized we need to lock in or we're done.
Yeah. And after that, I mean, you guys just had, like, big game after big game. That had to be kind of fun,
yeah,
in a way. I mean, it always helps when you win, but, like, I just felt like you guys were on the chopping block, and every time we were doing a game on the radio, it was like, well, if they lose tonight, they're out. Well, if they lose tonight, they're done. And you guys always survived.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, we had no choice. We needed to win, so.
Do you enjoy those big moment games like that?
Yeah. I always tell people I love being under pressure. I feel like I do better under pressure.
For whatever reason, the second half of the season was a real turnaround. Is there anything you can point to specifically that was like the turnaround point?
Probably just the losses, honestly. We just really realized we needed to win or else we're not going to the MAC championship. And, you know, we've been back-to-back, so we wanted a three-peat, so yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot of experience getting to the MAC championship. You've gotten there and won, you've gotten there and lost. So take us through that range of emotions, like what it's like to win and then kind of how hard it is when you do lose.
So winning is obviously great. I mean, my sophomore year, it meant a lot to me because it was my first year really being a big aspect of the team. I was starting that year. I didn't start my freshman year, but I was like sixth man. So it was great to win. I mean, we went on and did decent in sectionals, but losing is definitely tough. My freshman and sophomore year, we won MAC in soccer and basketball. So to be honest, I'm not used to losing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was definitely tough on all of us, especially I think Bailey, her senior year, it kind of sucked for her. So
it's amazing that you guys got there. I feel like you did it for your seniors, but did one motivate you more than the other? Like when you win a MAC championship, are you more motivated to get back there next year? Or do you think the loss now is going to light that fire you know, even to burn even hotter. What do you think?
Definitely the loss. There was a lot of texts in the group chat after saying that we're going to put in the work over the summer, and we plan on definitely getting together way more than we did last year and working on it.
I can't believe that you will be a senior. And how much does just that piece of it motivate you? Because I feel like sometimes when you're a younger player that comes up on varsity, like you feel like you have all this time, and then poof, all of a sudden it's your senior year. How much will that motivate you to just have one big last final push, whether it be soccer or basketball or whatever?
I mean, it's crazy I'm going to be a senior. Like, I still can't believe it, but I think it'll help me push myself harder for sure. I have big goals. I mean, I definitely want to win the MAC championship in soccer and basketball. I mean, those are the two sports I play, so.
Have you ever thought about playing something else? Have you? I was trying to remember the other day. You did softball, right?
Yeah, I used to pitch for softball, but I quit to play travel soccer. But I would play volleyball and tennis. I love both of those sports.
That's the hardest part about volleyball being in the fall.
Yes.
Is that you just don't get the opportunity to do it. I think the volleyball coaches would love to have a 5'11 girl walk in the gym who could play.
Yeah.
And tennis is so interesting in the MAC too. Like, only some schools have it, others don't. It really seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, these Delhi and Sydney and BG teams over the years have been really good, so... I wish you had that opportunity,
too. I was going to go over to Sydney, but it was too late notice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I would love to see...
I wish I could.
Lizzie playing tennis. That would be fun. Yeah. Well, hopefully maybe in the future they could work that out. So,
yeah.
When people look back on your Unitigo basketball career, how do you want them to remember you?
First off, I definitely want to be on the 1,000-point club banner.
Yes.
So hopefully they walk in the gym and see my name on the wall. But other than that, I just kind of want to be grouped with the other great players from Unitigo, like the Perrys, the Faulkners, and the Lucias. Kind of just want to be in with them.
Were those players people that you looked up to when you were younger? Did you have a player specifically that you were like, I want to kind of be like them on and off the court?
Definitely Megan Perry. I feel like when I was little, I would always send her good luck texts. Even, like, the MAC championship, I remember looking up to her. I just think we play very alike.
You do.
We're both tall, you know, 5'11 girls, so.
I hadn't really thought about it until just now, but, like, you guys do have very similar games. Meg would just control, like, kind of control that high post area, which you've gotten so good at, of just, like, being available, catching the ball, distributing, getting to the hoop. Yeah, Meg was one of the best to do it on the 1,000-point list. Mm-hmm. You got to be close, right? I feel like I haven't asked Coach in a while.
I think I'm at like 750.
So a good senior year.
Possible.
Yeah, we'll knock on wood here.
Yes.
That'll all work out. But the toughest thing with the 1,000-point list is like it's a personal goal, but yet you want your team to do well, right? So do you feel like you kind of have to get it in the flow of the season? Like you don't want to be pushing so hard to get it?
Yeah, I think even this season, I started off really slow scoring-wise. I started off, you know, 12 and 15, and then I kind of got into, like, the 20s, so I kind of felt better about it. But I think my team does really good, and we work well together, so I think it'll work out.
Shameless plug for NateLull.com, but if you want to see where Lizzie ended on the top scorers list, you were in the top five, if not the top three, for a lot of the season. I think you finished somewhere in that 5-6 range. Nobody was catching McKenna. Like,
yeah, she's insane.
Insane. So McKenna Hoyt from Stanford, you guys now play on the same Havoc team. Yep. What is it like playing with her?
It's great. For high school, she's actually a post.
Right.
So I think for this AAU season, she's being told to shoot some threes. So
really?
So she's going to be a guard, I think. So I'm excited to play with her. During summer league, it's always fun because we go at each other. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, I would not want to meet McKenna in a basketball game.
Yeah.
I feel like she's tough, and yeah, you guys going one-on-one, tough battle, definitely a tough battle. But you know, you've also put a lot of time into your soccer game, and I know that soccer means a lot for Unitigo student athletes. So I was trying to remember as we prepped for this, would you have played for Herodas at all?
Yeah, I played for her my freshman year.
So just that her final season was your freshman season. Everyone loves her, myself included. And she's sat right here in that chair and she's just says the right things and you just like want to play for her. What was that experience like getting that 1 year with her?
It was great. She's amazing. She's a group chat with me and Bailey. She always texts us good luck after every, well, before every game, and good job after every game. So she's great. I definitely wish I had some more years with her, but I think it was worth it, and she's great.
Just an all-time legend, and I was just so kind of honored that I got to see those final couple of years, and for that team to make that run to the state championship game was incredible. I wanted so bad for them to win. For you, what was it like watching that group come along, and do you think that adds pressure to like Unitigo soccer as a whole now? Like, you guys are expected to keep that run going, I guess.
Definitely. I think after that year, I think we went on to win 2 MAC championships.
Yeah.
But this year we did not, unfortunately. But
league was tough.
Yeah. I think it's definitely like people expect more of Unitigo soccer. So it's definitely some pressure on us.
This is probably hard to describe, but like, what is it about Herodas that just makes her players so comfortable around her? Like, here it is, 2 years later, she hasn't been your coach, but she's still like reaching out to you guys, seeing how you're doing. Is it just the level of care that she has for you guys?
Yeah, she cares so much about us, and she's good at, you know, yelling at us, but then the next time having a great time. She's good at balancing it, and she can be tough, but also really sweet.
I think that's a perfect way of describing it, because when I first started this job, and I told her this during our podcast episode, I said, I was scared to death of you. Like, I didn't want to come over and ask you a question, introduce myself, because she just seemed to have this like hard exterior. But then when you get to know her, it's like she's the nicest.
She's the sweetest.
She's the nicest person in the world. And even now, it's so funny because I'll see her at a game and it's almost like she's trying to hide when she's at a game. And I said this to her one time and she's like, I'm not trying to take away from anything that they're doing. Like, I'm not the coach anymore. I'm just a fan. So I'm here to watch. And I just thought that was so cool. Like, you guys were playing under the lights on the football field and she like came up in the booster roost and was like kind of looking out. And I'm like, why aren't you like down on the field talking with everyone? She's like, no, I want it to be quiet. I want to watch from up here. But she really does care about you guys. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, every time she does come, we all scream, Herodas, we all hug her, so it's nice.
She's one of those coaches that I wish could be around forever. And Coach Greg has done such a good job, I feel like. She really cares about you guys, and I feel like for her, like, she could be the next Herodas.
Yeah.
And it takes time. Like, talking to Sue about how long it took for her to build the program up, and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, so...
Yeah.
But for you, who are the biggest rivals for, let's say, soccer and basketball at Unitigo?
Definitely Sydney and Delhi.
It's got to be. It always is.
Yeah.
What is it about each one you think that makes them tough? What is it about Delhi, per se, that makes them tough at things?
Well, they always end up in the championship against us. I mean, especially freshman year. That was when we were the biggest rivals with Delhi. So their student sections are great. So they go back and forth, but with Sydney especially, I feel like it's just because we're like 10 miles down the road from each other. We've never liked each other, honestly.
Never.
Yeah.
I mean, you could talk to anybody in town, either town, and it's like, it's just always been that way. That's one of my favorite rivalries.
Same.
Like, you can't miss a Sydney Unitigo game. And at least for the girls now, kind of being in the same division, like, you're going to see them multiple times. It's crazy. So... When you were first told that Coach Z wanted to bring you up freshman year for basketball, and I guess for soccer too, like, how did that make you feel that these coaches wanted you on varsity in ninth grade?
I was obviously really excited. I mean, it's pretty cool to get moved up in ninth grade. But for basketball, I remember even being on modified in JV, Coach Z would always sit the bench and watch us. And I would be so nervous thinking, oh my gosh, Coach Z's watching. So every time I would score, I'd look at him to see if he saw it. So I think it's cool. And I was really grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, it's just rare. And I think you handled it really well. And I'm sure it helps you now when you see somebody like Harley come up.
Mm-hmm.
You've kind of been through what they're going through. Does that help you when they might come to you with advice?
Yeah.
I mean, I would think that would be a huge thing. But also, like you said before, your family has been kind of that rock for you. What is it about your family that makes them your go-to people, I guess?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a triplet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like no one knows this.
Yeah, they are always so surprised when they find out. But yeah, my parents had 5 kids, so it's a lot. And
that's a lot.
They give up a lot for me, especially with the expense with Havoc and going every weekend and leaving my dad at home with all of them. So they give up a lot for me. So,
yeah, I feel like I don't ever bring it up as much as I should. But what makes each of the triplets different? Like, what I always notice about families who have twins or triplets, like, they're all different. Like, I look at the Kingsburys, they're all different. What is it about you guys that makes you each unique?
Well, we definitely have our own interests. So, like, for me, I say all the time that I'm the basketball kid. I have it all to myself. There is no other kid that plays basketball, so it's my thing.
Right.
For Lauren, she doesn't do sports, so that's kind of, like, her thing. She's just chillaxing, hanging out with friends. Nate likes baseball and football, so that's right. A little bit different. So I think we're all just so different that nobody really realizes we're triplets.
Yeah, it's unique, right? But everyone has their own thing. And that's really, so are you guys, do you have that strange like connection where you guys are all like super close, or is it not that way?
No, honestly, we're not close at all.
But, well, maybe down the road.
Yeah.
I think that right now you guys are all doing your thing, but you never know. Siblings, when you're younger, I'm sure it's hard. Easy for me to say, I'm an only child.
Yeah.
And my wife is one of five, and they have like this, their own dynamic. Like, you go to holidays with a family that has five kids, and I'm like, what is going on here? Like, it's like they speak their own language.
We were definitely closer when we were young.
Any idea what you want to study when you go to college? Because that's like the next big step for you, and I'm sure everyone's asking you that. Where are you looking at going? What do you want to study? Any idea? It's like it's a very tough question.
I do not at all.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
Do you feel like that has helped you in the recruiting process, because you are open. You could go anywhere and study anything. Has the recruiting process been difficult or easy for you so far? How would you describe it?
Easy. I feel like this summer will definitely get a little bit stressful because I'm definitely starting to reach out to colleges my own and just see where I want to go.
It has to be hard, right? Like, we always talk about on the show that you have to be proactive about it, because a coach isn't necessarily going to come knock on your door or show up at your game and say, hey, we'd like to recruit you. I feel like that has happened for you because your skills and your stats have taken you to that point. But, you know, I think it's tough. You have to do that homework, and you'll have to do it too. Does Terrence give you guys any advice on, like, this is what you should be doing in your junior year for recruiting?
Yeah, all the coaches there help us email all the coaches, and we send them our schedules, especially this year. All of my schedules will be sent to specific coaches I want. So they definitely help.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that I can get to one of your AAU games to watch. This interview will probably be out after we're both in Albany this weekend, but I'm hoping I can get over there and watch a game. The Armadillos are playing in a different tournament than your Havoc team, but I think there'll be some good teams in your tournament. And yeah. Will this be your first tournament of the year?
Yep.
So are you nervous being on the top team now? Does it feel different?
Sort of. I mean, we got a lot of new girls, so I think it'll be fun to learn how to play with each other for the first time, like formally.
Yeah, so you get this Albany tournament, and then the big stuff starts, right? Like, what's on the schedule for April?
I think Spooky Nook is the first live period, so right. That's definitely the biggest tournament starting off this year.
That's so cool. All right, so let's do some Unitigo questions. Best student section in the MAC, and what other ones do you like? You know, Unitigo probably has the best, although you did say Delhi, so what do you think?
I think Unitigo's good for the bigger games. We don't really show out when it's a small game, but you got to shout out Sydney. They're always there. They're always supporting everyone, and Delhi, of course, but
Delhi's really good with the themes.
Yeah.
They always have a
what
theme night.
What do they call their student section?
I don't know if they have an official name. I've heard them say the Dog Pound.
Yeah, the Dog Pound.
So that's really cool. They always seem to have a good theme. Sydney, I thought, really stepped it up this year.
Yeah.
They had a couple of those guys that always would bring that stuffed fish to the game, and they were throwing it around. So that was really funny.
That was funny.
But Unitigo does a great job, too. I always feel like there's always something going on over there. And especially when it's a big game, those guys do show out. So shout out to them. But do you miss the mirrors in the hallway at Unitigo?
Of course I do.
What is it about the mirrors?
I don't know. I feel like every time, even like a team would come, like you're almost guaranteed to see a picture of them in the mirror together. Like you always take the picture in the mirror.
Like,
always.
I mean, I didn't go to Unitego, but like I missed the mirrors.
Yeah.
And I was asking Hafe the other day, I'm like, are they bringing the mirrors back? He's like, no. And I feel like it was like a big deal. I feel like generations of people will know what we're talking about if you're a Unitego grad and you're going to miss it. So best part about going to Unitego?
Probably the sports atmosphere. I feel like the parents especially show out so much for the games and they show so much support. I mean, even for like the MAC championship game, they brought pom-poms, they brought signs, they make all these different things for the game. So probably just the sports aspect.
I think the sports and the family aspect of it. I mean, it's spring break right now when we're recording this, and I know you're home, but like, I feel like all of Unitego went on vacation together. I'm like, they're all like somewhere in North Carolina on the beach having a barbecue. And like, no joke, like a bunch of families went together. And I'm like, that's so cool. Like, they just want to hang out together. So, sport you wish you played at Unitego that you currently don't?
Volleyball.
Definitely volleyball. Yeah.
Definitely volleyball.
I wish we could see that somehow, but
I wish.
What teammates have helped you the most over the years?
My freshman and sophomore year, probably Madison Wilson and Kylie Musa. They definitely helped. This year, definitely Bailey McCoy and Harley. We were like a trio and we were really close.
Yeah. All great people, all great individuals. Was it helpful to still have Kai around this year? I know she was helping with JV a little bit. Did it help? You know, now she's graduated. Did it help having her around still a little bit?
Yeah, it was nice.
I think anytime an alum can come back and help is a super good thing. And Kai is super talented. So what is your favorite subject in school and who's your favorite teacher?
Probably chemistry, just because I find it easy.
Oh, you find it easy?
Well, out of all the classes, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then my chemistry teacher, Mr. Rainey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chem was like my worst subject ever.
Really?
That's why I do this job, because I can't do chem. So hardest regents for me.
Oh, I haven't gotten there yet, I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, like it cost me regents with honors. Like, yeah, it just didn't go well. So, but I was never a math and science guy. You're a math and science person?
Not so much math.
Yeah.
But science for sure.
So why number 22? I feel like you've always been 22.
My favorite number is 2.
Okay.
So I think double twos, double the luck.
Okay.
My brother also wore 22 when he played for Hartwick.
Yes.
And there's actually a lot of reasons. Also, like, there's a lot of good players that wear 22, like Caitlin Clark,
there
Cameron
you go.
Brink.
22, good number. You did wear 7
yes,
for a while, is that right, in soccer?
I did. That's only because there was no number with a 2 that I could use.
So now you got 22. That's
yes.
Great. Favorite player to play with? Could be soccer, could be basketball.
Probably Harley Bertzel. This year, I feel like we worked really well together. I mean, me and her both have that work ethic, and we just click. I mean, even in practice, she's throwing me dimes, so it's really fun.
I think Har has a really bright future, and I feel like she's like one mini step away from really taking off.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about it with her and her dad this year, it was like there were some games where her shots just weren't falling, and it was like, boy, if one of these goes in, like, I feel like the light bulb's going to go off and she's going to be really solid. And she's got a lot of time left, I think 3 more years, right? So, I think her future is very bright. So, favorite player or maybe the hardest player to go against in the MAC or the local area? Who do you, like, hate, quote-unquote, playing against?
Probably Ava Sirigliano, which I don't hate playing against her. She's crazy good.
Crazy good.
I just think it's a fun rivalry we have, sort of. I mean, a lot of people will come up to me in school and be like, oh my gosh, you're playing Ava, like, have fun. And we don't really match up with each other because we have our best defender on her. I mean, she's never guarded me. But I think it's kind of cool that we have that sort of rivalry and we both, I think, play against each other well. The first time we played them away, she had 20-something, I only had 9. And then the second time we played, I had 20-something and she only had like 6. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys really held her down the second time, and the first time she had scored a lot. It's just an interesting matchup. Like, I always selfishly hope you guys would guard each other, but it just doesn't work out that way. But Ava's awesome. Excited to see what she decides to do next year. I will miss you guys playing against each other. I think there was definitely, like, she got MAC MVP. I definitely think there was a conversation where you could have been MAC MVP or maybe co-MVPs.
Yeah.
That's a whole Sydney-Unitego rivalry thing. I'm not trying to stir anything up here because I love both you guys. But that just shows like two dominant players in the league getting after it. Ava's playing Armadillo, so I'm just saying if you play,
we can be teammates.
You can be teammates. So we had Ava. We've only played one tournament so far. We went down to Scranton and we had Ava and we had this Kiana Christmas girl who's committed to Morrisville. And Kiana reminds me like of you a lot. And to see those two together was like, whoa. It was an awesome combo. Kiana goes to Fonda Fultonville. If you want to look up her stats, she had some ridiculous games this year. And she played with Flutie for AAU. Very good player. So I'm just like, boy, if we could get those three together, that would be awesome. That'd be the dream team. So I'm hopeful we'll get you at some point this year. And Grace and McKenna will borrow you for a game. And we have some really fun other players that are playing with us this year. Peyton Littlefield from Thomas Edison, Ellie Clearwater from Elmira. We got our whole kind of MAC group with Ava and Bailey. And I'm trying to think who else. Boy, we have a huge list we're working off of this year. So Armadillos is going to be a lot of fun. But all right, last question. Before I ask you that, anything we've forgotten?
I don't think so.
I think you've done well. So favorite local place to eat? What's your spot?
I don't really go out to eat locally. But when the diner was open, I'd probably say that.
The diner?
Unadilla Diner.
Oh, yeah. So it is open again now,
right? I think so.
It's the Donut Hut place. But yes, Unadilla Diner. That's a good spot. I used to go there when I was a little kid, and it was awesome. I loved to sit in the window. Always good food. So definitely go to the Unadilla Diner. So, all right, Lizzie, you did it. On a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous were you today?
10.
Well, you rocked it. You did awesome. We'll be following your journey. And maybe somewhere down the road, we'll do it again when you decide on a college and we can go through all that. Sound good?
Yep.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up episode 248 today with Unitigo junior Lizzie Kraft. Great soccer player, awesome basketball player, and awesome to pick her brain here today. Go back in the archives. We've had a million Unitigo guests. Hoping to have a lot more, and we'll keep up with Lizzie in the future. So thanks for checking back. We'll see you again soon on the Nate Lowell Podcast.
You've been listening to the Nate Lowell Podcast. Download each new episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.